Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of September 27th, 2024. Got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. Going to talk with Rooney Ghosh of Adequate Phil. Also going to check in with my new friends up north, Jake and Michael of Bad Music Club, with one of their music recommendations. And I have a bunch of music for you. Going to hear some songs from Lennox, from Rabid Children, Adequate Phil, Pine Boys, and more. So stick around. Got a lot coming up. And without further ado, let's get started.
He was born on a Saturday in 73. He loves punk rock music. Fighting the 13th. Jamming in the dazzle jam.
Rocking out.
On the bass guitar with the shortwave radio band. It's motherfucking Andy. Scold him. Look at motherfucker, cause here he comes. Andy. Scold him. Wearing his orange hat.
Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And I want to say, I guess that we're going to, I don't want to say like the show is changing per se, but I guess it kind of is going to a little bit, it's going to shift. Because when I first started it, it was basically something where I wanted to have a spot where people could find out what's going on, you know, and pull a couple events from here and a couple events from there. And then play some music. And as I've gotten going, I realized that, you know, obviously to me, it's about the music. And I have a lot of fun curating the songs that are on the show. I have a lot of fun reaching out to the bands and making sure that, you know, that I have their permission to play the songs, that they're cool with me playing the songs. So, and now that Metroland is back and, you know, I'm a part of it, and the concert calendar is up and just getting better and better and better each week. The team is like really, really crushing it. Like, there is kind of a growing spot where it is that central location where you can find out what's going on. So, like, you know, I will highlight some shows coming up this weekend. You know, obviously it is the Weekend Spotlight, but kind of like always, I use it as an excuse to play music. And I'll just, you know, kind of direct you now, instead of, you know, I used to say, hey, you know, do your own digging and see what's happening, because there's a lot going on. But now I'm just going to say, like, go to themetroland.com. And when you go to themetroland.com, you'll notice, you know, right on the front page, it has the previews, reviews, interviews up in the upper right-hand corner, and the contact. And then down in the lower left, it says what's happening, and that is the concert calendar. You can arrange it monthly or weekly, and things are loaded in there and getting more and more every week. Again, we're trying our best to gather all the information we can so that you have, you know, kind of one spot to find out what's going on. And everything else is going to grow. There's a lot of stuff coming from Metroland that I am not at liberty to talk about yet in any way, shape, or form. But I do obviously have some inside information that I am fucking giddy to talk about. But I can't do that yet. But soon enough. But anyway, go to themetroland.com. Go to what's happening. Look at the calendar, and obviously, you know, it's gonna just, like I said, get bigger and better as the word spreads, and you know, more venues are contributing the events, and more bands are aware of it, and whatever, it's just gonna grow. So the show is still gonna be kind of the same with, as far as me talking way too much to get to like a point, but it's going to be focused, I think, kind of more on the music. You know, I've been playing maybe two or three songs per episode, and I'm hoping to maybe, as I go forward, maybe up that a little bit and not necessarily wait for a band to have an upcoming show before I play the song on the episode. Maybe just, you know, play the songs to get their music out there, and that's really what it's all about, and that's kind of what I'm doing. So I am going to stop talking now and talk about an event, even though I just said that it's going to be more about the music. But I did pull this one right off of the Metroland Now concert calendar, so you should do the same. But anyway, it's a Super Dark Collective. They're presenting Rabid Children, Nathan Melts and the House of Tomorrow, and Electric Turtle. That is tonight, September 26th, at No Fun in downtown Troy. You should definitely go check that out. Great bands, all three of them together. It's going to be a sick lineup. Obviously, as you know, I talk about No Fun shows on this show a lot. So, like, my love of the venue is fairly well known. So go check it out. Rabid Children, Nathan Melts in the House of Tomorrow, and Electric Turtle. That is tonight at 7 o'clock at No Fun in Troy. And right now, let's listen to a song from Rabid Children. This is We Should Have Died. And it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Open your eyes, put your face in the sky and see. Rip all your skin now, it's time to begin, breathe it clean. It's sometimes better just to let it die again. It's been too long, it all seems wrong. We've been taking our grids, we've been using our ways with the sea. Here we hit now, with everything starting to scream. I took a walk through your suicide.
Children Should Have Died, playing tonight, Thursday, September 26th at No Fun in Troy. Go check them out. And right now, I'm going to go to the phone and talk to my buddy Rooney Ghosh of the band Adequate Phil and find out what's going on with them, because I know they got a lot of stuff going. So we're going to check in with Rooney and see what's up. Rooney!
Yo, Andy!
What's going on, man?
Hey,
so
what's up?
It's been a minute since we talked, and you know, I do want to thank you for your patience while I get back to you. You know, we're rolling out a little thing called the Metroland, so I got distracted for a minute, but then I was like, oh fuck, I can't leave him hanging. So here we are. I know, like, you sent me over your singles, and I did add them to the official Metroland playlist. I don't know if you saw that. But I did.
Oh, I did not. Right on. Thank you so much.
I did. But and then in the interim, you had a like an album come out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lots of material and lots of things going on in the Adequate Phil universe as of late. Almost too much, man. Yeah, there's been the split single that we put out with two local MCs in Troy, actually. Big Lettuce and Young Alfredo. That was really cool. That came out last month. And basically for that, what was really neat was, because we've always dug each other's sound, the kind of theme was that one of us like would make a beat / make a composition and the other band would hop on it and vice versa. So that came together real nicely. And we're kind of almost like looking forward to incorporating some of their verses and their vibe for potential future projects.
And I love that doing like a split, but like actually having like a theme to it, and you know, like how you made the music, and then they, you know, I love that.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, it was we literally just made a makeshift studio actually in Andrew's basement. Andrew's the drummer for Adequate Phil, and the technical difficulties, because I ended up producing like a large chunk of that, but just setting up the studio and stuff, there was some technical difficulties which actually resulted in this rant about bucatini / pasta, which ended up being the whole entire song of one of the
Wasn't a scripted rant?
Like... Absolutely not, but I was too good to not record and incorporate, so.
Totally. I think once we wrap up here, I should play that tune for everybody so that they can see what you mean. Because I had no idea. I thought it was, wow, nice.
Oh, nope. That was all completely off the cuff.
And then, so what else you got going on?
Yeah, so then that was last month, and this month we finally ended up actually finishing up our debut album, which really is a compilation of all the tracks that the original kind of lineup when you saw us.
Right.
We crafted together, and we actually finished recording last year, but getting everything mixed together and getting the album art and everything. We ended up collaborating with local artist Emily Dore, who did a hand kind of collage for the album art itself. In an era of like AI and things where you could just generate an album art, we really wanted to make it a point to go as analog and support other artists as we could. But so that was like, she designed some great album art for that. But really, it's a compilation of 7 songs that we already put out and then 3 new ones to kind of close out the whole thing. And the whole album, it's a kind of a concept thing. Really is the story of like a relationship. There's relationships that just, ultimately don't work out, whether it's like romantic, professional friendships and stuff like that. So it very loosely kind of tracks that arc from beginning to end. A relationship that, both all parties understand is not meant to be, and kind of coming to terms with that. So, yeah. Another thing kind of adding to the busyness and craziness, what we ended up doing to support that, too, was the current lineup. Even though that's changed. So me, Andrew, and Malone, who joined us for 1 season of Adequate Fill, though he has since left because The Sugar Hold, another great band y'all should check out, is blowing up. But we ended up recording a rooftop stripped down acoustic kind of one shot run through where we didn't we hardly rehearsed, maybe ran through the songs of once. And did it all in one shot. And then we kind of are chopping it up and slow dripping out very stripped down acoustic versions of all the tracks, which we thought was a very interesting and sharp contrast to if you've listened to the tracks and stuff, they're pretty dense and Animal Collective-y produced. So we figured we'd go the exact opposite direction and do something and put it out there. So
yeah, that's rad, man. I dig that. Well, cool. Well, I won't keep you too much longer. I know you've got shit to do. And
I'm literally doing this in the middle of my. I work for the state, so this is on my smoke break.
I didn't want to blow it up. I started saying it, and then I was like, should I say that he's at work?
No, it's all good. It's part of my union agreement to have this little 15-minute.
You're
break,
allowed
right?
to podcast for 15 minutes.
Well, you don't specify what's authorized and unauthorized, but yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Rooney of Adequate Fill, thank you so much. And where can everybody find your music and find you on the socials?
Sure. So, you could just probably, it's all on the Spotify's and all the big streaming corporate, machines. They got the tracks. And usually as far as more information about upcoming shows and different things, Instagram, you could just probably search Adequate Fill right in there. That would be the page to follow to keep kind of tabs on what we got coming up next.
Sick. And we should hear Bucatini, shouldn't we?
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
All right, well, let's listen to Bucatini, Adequate Fill with Big Lettuce, Young Alfredo, and Rooney Ghosh, thank you again so much.
Thank you, man. Honestly, thanks for having me.
Yep. Let's go. but it was all a dream. Bucatini, but it was all a dream. I was thinking about Bucatini, but it was all a dream. Yeah, Bucatini. I'm saying, Linguini on the Fettuccini. I'm saying, I can't decide what's on my mind, that I can't have it all. You try to show up, but you need a reservation. Yeah, not the off guard, yeah. This is what you want, sauce on the side, a little wine I can provide. Let me take you out to lunch, or even brunch. This is the one thing I got.
Can I sub three beers for the wine?
Just as long as they got
you getting a pasta? I'm on two chili dogs, extra onions in the bullpen. Like my uncle who pitched for the Yanks. I ever tell you about that? That was back in the 60s. And now I'm blowing down half of 50. Get the Purell, rolling up my packet and sticky. Shorty going for the blitz, let her tackle me quickly. Shorty wet as water, think I'm battling Misty. I know the deal, nah, that ain't no mystery. Nah, it ain't no fucking Agatha Christie. Going hard till the family lavish and rich. Even working to the bone till I'm tragic and sickly. That's fine, cause they so sad it's a pity. Shorty let me do the dog, I was patting the kitty. Grabbed a beer, and then I put a cap on the fizzy. Thanking God herself, I never did an album for Diddy. Yeah, thank God herself. This what a porn star, yeah, Brazzers will flick me. And when I leave, I know you bastards will miss me. Met her on the app, she was matching up with me. Show her I like her, cover up her back with some hickeys. Lucy, wop, baba, Lou, she was waiting for Ricky. Seduce me, I'm a Stussy, damn it, I'm tricky. Rolling weed on my phone in the back of the Whitney. Then we get some Bucatini. Yeah. Lunch special, dinner special. No bread baskets, skip that shit. I'm on low carbs right now. I'm sure the bread's great. I'm sure it's great, but I ain't gonna swap that shit up. There's gonna be no sauce left in my bowl. That Bucatini absorbed that sauce. Like y'all motherfuckers soaking up our sauce and think we ain't seen it. Fucking meatballs. Brought your girl to Olive Garden. She said, thank God someone brought me to a nice place for once. She paid. I got Fredo with this to go. I tipped on it. I'm not a savage, too. Pesto on the side. Go bags.
Bucatini, Adequate Fill with Young Alfredo and Big Lettuce here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And what we're going to do right now is I've got my new friends up north in Ontario, Michael and Jake of Bad Club Media, and they do a show, Bad Music Club, where it's, like I said, essentially the same thing that I'm doing, which is why I think we hit it off so well. They dedicate a lot of their time just trying to elevate bands in their area by giving them a platform, playing their music, and extending their reach and giving them a voice. And that's kind of what I do. So we've arranged a little bit of a band trade. So every week I'm going to send a 518 band on up to Canada. Not physically, but, you know, I'm going to send an MP3 up to my friends in Bad Club Media, and they're going to play it on their show. And every week they're going to send me one of their... They do a short segment called Bands You Should Know, and it's so, so clever. You should really check it out. They do... on the socials, on their Instagram, they have like these little monsters that do the talking for them. And that alone is worth the price of admission. It's what's caught my attention. I really dig it. So go check them out. Bad Club Media. And watch their daily. And they do that daily. So that's a lot of work. You know, everybody says it's a lot of work that I put out a couple a week. Like, you know, I know they're short, but they put out a lot of content. They work really hard, and they're also really cool guys. So check out Bad Club Media and they're bands you should know. And right now, I'm gonna play the one that they just sent me not 15 minutes ago, and we'll check out a new band. And also be sure that once you listen to these, like, go at the very least, like, go to the bands, all the bands on this episode. When you hear the song, just, if you can, you know, if you're in a place to do so, not like when you're driving or something, but like, just simply go to Spotify, look up the artist, and hit follow. Like, that's it. You know, you, even if you don't stream anything right away or whatever, just hit follow, and that's perfect. That's like doing a solid for the smaller artists by getting them some exposure, because a bunch of follows, and that's just gonna help. So if you could do that for everybody that I play, and that would be great. But anyway, I'll stop talking now. Let's check in with Michael and Jake, Bad Club Media, for Bands You Should Know.
Passenger Princess has 385 monthly listeners, and it's Ottawa's number one anti-bus punk rock.
Holy fuck, what an awesome band.
Fuck buses.
Fuck buses. Buses suck.
Man, is this ever good?
This is a great band.
They sound pissed. I love it. And I love it.
Check them out.
Their latest release is the PPEP, which came out June 18th, 2024.
There he is down the street, the fucker in his striped car. How does it feel?
Ticket, brought to you by my friends Michael and Jake of Bad Club Media. Go definitely check them out. They're doing really great work, and I dig those guys. All right, right now we are going to hear a song off the new Pine Boys EP, but I just wanted to kind of do a little shameless self-promotion, but I mean, it is my show, so I guess that kind of makes sense. But my first album review in Metroland came out just hours ago as I'm recording this, and the first one was for Pine Boy's new EP, Gleam, and when I was driving up to Canada, I had an 8-plus-hour drive up to Canada that I did all in one shot, so I listened to Gleam on loop like 5 or 6 times, and was like, you know, kind of thinking of it in my head, and then I jotted down some notes at a rest stop a couple times, and kind of put together the listening party, I guess you could say, for that. But anyway, go check out my review on the metroland.com of the Pine Boys new EP Gleam, and right now we're going to hear a great song off it. It's a part 2, so you do have to go back in the Pine Boys catalog to listen to part 1 to fully appreciate it, but anyway, it's Fang part 2, Pine Boys, and it's here on Unsigned 518 Weekend Spot.
It's been 3 months since Fang ran away, don't know where he went or if he's okay. It's been 3 months since Fang.
wonder if he's okay. He put an ad in the cassette, kept checking at the vet, but no good news about our old dear pet. Teared up at the toys that were his. Even paid a private, now the best in the biz. Doesn't get easier, don't know how to cope. Just wanted him home, holding no hope. Big old grin in the pick of the sill. Said we know you'll be back, buddy, we know you will. Kept calling out your name, just like the last time. Spent every night peeping out the back deck. The wife, the kids, and I were a wreck. Then one night, air full of thick fog, saw a four-legged shadow jump over a log. But it wasn't just fake. He brought some new friends, a cone, cat, deer, head, a bear and a moose and an eagle on his back. I was just so glad my old boy came back. Kept calling out your name, just like the last time. Kept calling out your name, just like the last time. Fang opened up his mouth and said, these guys helped me through it. I didn't know you could talk, Fang, I never knew it. So glad you came back, buddy, glad you came through. So glad you came back, boy, you know we love you. He kept calling out your name, just like the last time. He kept calling out your name, just like the last time. He kept calling out your name, just like the last time.
Pine Boys with Fang Part 2 off their new EP Gleam, and you can read my review over at themetroland.com. So the next artist I'm going to play, her name is Lennox, and she just came on my radar like literally a couple days ago. She had a conversation with my friend Chris Wink over at WEXT, and I know she's playing the Linda for their Live and Local at the Linda on October 4th. But I reached out to her today and just asked if it was, cool if I played one of her songs. And we're talking about getting her on an episode of Unsigned 518 proper. So look for that coming soon, an episode with Lennox. I don't know when, it's in the early stages now, but at some point we'll make it happen. But right now I'm going to play her latest single. And like I said before, make sure that you go on Spotify and socials and find these artists and give them a follow. And, do some comments and stream their music. It really helps. It really helps with engagement and the almighty algorithm, so to speak. But anyway, this is Lennox, When a Heart Breaks, and it's right here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
When your head's in the clouds, it's a lonely fall down. Wake up in peace, it's broken and bleeding. They're on the ground, they're on the ground. All the king's horses, all the king's men tried to fix me, but nothing could make me better again. Better again. What you give is in a waves, what you get back. You can only take so much until you cry.
Yeah.
to look me in the face, 'cause something inside was open and finally vulnerable. Finally vulnerable. Pick myself out, learning to live. All of the blemishes, scars that they can.
That was Lennox with When a Heart Breaks here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, and that is it for this episode. Make sure that you like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen, and obviously sharing with a friend is really great, super helpful. Helps spread the word, helps get the podcast in front of more people who then listen to it, and so on and so on. You get it. And obviously keep checking in with themetroland.com. Take a look at the concert calendar that's going to grow. There's content coming every day. We've got a great team of journalists and photographers. And, you know, obviously Aaron and Kiki are just kicking everybody's ass in the 518, making this shit happen. And I'm super honored to just be on the team. So themetroland.com, it's where it's all going to happen. So we appreciate you. Anyway, I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.